Glasgow is an incredible city, and if you planned on dropping by for a short visit, you might want to consider extending your stay. With close to 200 live venues, plenty of independent record shops, and the history of countless famous acts to explore, you need time to discover everything that Glasgow has to offer. This is, after all, the place that became the UK's first UNESCO City of Music back in 2008. If you're looking for a destination with a wealth of musical history, you're in the right place. Glasgow has always been home to a rich and diverse music scene, from bands like Aztec Camera, Texas, Deacon Blue in the 80s, through to Bell and Sebastian, Franz Ferdinand and Primal Scream in the 90s and noughties, and Churches and Lewis Capaldi today. Glasgow has an incredible roster of talent who still proudly call the city home. But it's not just the bands that make Glasgow a key destination on this tour of musical Britain. It's also home to a number of venues that are worth visiting in their own right. Take, for example, the Britannia Panopticon Music Hall. It's not only Britain's oldest music venue, it's the world's oldest surviving music hall. Incredibly, it closed its doors in the 1930s, only to be rediscovered again in 1997. In recent years, it's undergone a huge restoration project and is worth stopping by. Perhaps the most famous venue in the city, however, is the Barrowland Ballroom on Gallows Gate, just a 20-minute walk from Glasgow Central Station. Named as the best venue in the UK by Time Out in 2023, it's one of the most iconic venues in the city. In fact, it's so iconic that David Bowie himself reportedly stole one of the stars off the ceiling, taking it home as a souvenir to keep in the bathroom of his Paris flat. If you're looking for something more intimate, Glasgow has countless smaller venues dotted around the city where you can catch the best up-and-coming new acts. Head to Nice and Sleazy on Sockyhall Street, The Hug and Pint on Great Western Road, The Glad Cafe in the South Side, or the converted Church of Oran Mór in the West End, to name but a few. If you really want to visit a venue that is a piece of musical history, then the famous King Tut's Wah Wah Hut on St Vincent Street is just a 10-minute stroll from Glasgow Central Station and is the place to go to. It was here in 1993 that a group of lads from Manchester calling themselves Oasis were added to the bill for a gig that night. Little did they know, the legendary record label boss Alan McGee was in the crowd, prompting him to sign them to his famous Creation Records. And the rest, as they say, is history. And speaking of records, if you're in the market for a souvenir, then there are loads of record shop gems dotted around the city. Head to Missing Records, a two-level store teeming with secondhand vinyl and CDs. It's located practically underneath Glasgow Central Station, so it's perfect for a final stop before heading off on your next journey.